We're going to be finishing the Amen to Hashem. See how the Shemaya. The Gemara said that we want to say maybe the Machlik is Tanoim. There's a Machlik is Tanoim. What is Halacha by Machzeris? The Rav Yossi said some words. Ein Shus Aleches. So what did he mean by that? So we thought he meant that you'd be kind for Machzeres. Yeah, that Remeya holds your pot for Machzeres. And he really was coming to say, no, you'd be kind for Machzeres. You've got a right to turn its head to eat and be kind for that. To which the Gemara said, Loi de Kodialme, everyone holds by Machzeres, either like Rav or like Shmuel. So what does Rav hold? Yechai, or Shmuel holds your potter. Ma'ocha Babib is the Africa Mifrigi, the Machlikas of Yossi is more fundamental Machlikas. Whether you're Machlal, Chayiv, in, whether Machlal potter in Shutzarabi, the Kuntra Meir is absorbed in Shutzarabi. You're always chayim. You're only potter and it's just a madik. Which the Gemara said, I don't need the posh to tell him it's just a madik. Not, it's a posh to think. Why would my animal be chayim if it's in it's just a madik? Why would my animal be chayim? It's just a madik. You shouldn't have put your stuff there. So the Gemara, you're right. The machlik is with me and Rav Yossi. The different machlik is about what's the din by Ilka. Ilfa and Mishayev, Ilfa holds if you have fruit on the back of an animal, then, and it's standing in Rosh Hashanah, and another animal comes and eats from the top of the animal. Ilfa holds in such a case, animal that eats its chayt, because it's considered Rosh Hashanah. To which Ramea says, no, standing in Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be fought. And Rabbi says, yes, standing in Rosh Hashanah, it's true in Rosh Hashanah, but you shouldn't stretch your neck out over the back of the animal, and therefore you would be chayim. And a mishai, a similar idea with my keren. If the animal jumps, it's keren, it's going to be a chayim with keren. And a may holds it's not, and a beis holds it is. That's the maskana of the Gemara. Right? All good. Rav David had a good kasha last time, and Yossi had a good secretary to answer it. Rav David's kasha was, as much you're going to tell me that the Torah and Shutzarabim, you're going to be chayim in Shutzarabim, yeah? You're going to be chayim in Shutzarabim, but that's all from the words Ein Darke Lechel El Lahalich, meaning that Lahalich would be potter in Shutzarabim. I can never be potter. It's all learned out for the sake of Bosser. For being Mr. Elke, I can never be. That was a good question. Yossi had a good tell you to answer. Yeah, Yossi, what's your, have you got something to ask? No, ask.
First question was,
it's walking in Shazarabim and Mamzeres to Tzidur Shazarabim. Stretched its neck.
Stretching its neck as it's walking in the main road, and not going to be
good. No, if it stretches its neck, where did it walk? There's something called
Tzidur Shazarabim. The road is very wide. And she's walking straight, she stretches here on the road.
Yeah.
As well,
right, everyone holds it. Only in Sidiro Hall. That's what I've seen. So. Only in Sidiro Hall.
Okay, number two. When we say Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nazar, we only mention Rabbi Yossi.
Yeah, it's Abdafka. Also, a man, the same arm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's Abdafka. We're going to see in Tasters, he works on it. But also, it's Abdafka.
The last question for now,
yeah,
is when we say there's no big chiddush, you can tell me only in the Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
Maybe the chiddush would be that you would be chayav to pay mashen edit. I would think entirely butter, or you think putting it there.
Where do you see that from the pasuk? We have the acher that you are. If it's the acher, then you have to pay. If it's not stay up, the apostle comes here when you do have to think. If it's stay up, you need to think. Meaning, in a Shazarab, in a Shazamazik, you don't need to think.
That's only right.
Yeah, I understand, but the Pasuk's not talking about, the Pasuk's not telling me the din of Anok.
Right.
So, the question was, you don't need the Pasuk to tell me there's no Hezek in Rishus HaMazik.
Right.
You don't need the Pasuk. You want to tell me you need the Pasuk to tell me Anok, so tell me the Pasuk tells me that. It's not this Pasuk. This Pasuk can't tell me a Ptuch. It's not going to tell me a Chiyuv. If it's Te'achah, then you pay. Only if it's Te'achah. So what do you mean to pay? If it's in your Rishus, you don't need to pay. Why don't you need to pay? Well, you don't need to pay. Of course, you don't need to pay. It's your choice, maybe if it's or not. Yeah?
It's the
Raisa. It's a Svarada. That's it's not, there's not a possible that. It's a Svarada. The money came off. You've got my money inside your bed. It's a Svarada. This possible is not time to tell me that. Forget the possible coming to tell me a Kulin. I mean, you should know you only need to pay if it is Steach. You don't need to pay if it's in your rishus. Of course not. Is there a possibility that you would have to pay if it's in your rishus? Anyone can think of a reason? Or maybe there would be a chiddush you would have to pay in your rishus.
Yeah,
oh, very good. First kasha on the sugya. The Gemara says that you know what means of v'yeh b'steyaka v'loy b'shus mazik. You know v'yeh b'steyaka you must come and tell v'loy b'shus mazik. You're not chayev if it's in your own rishus. Pay the Gemara, of course not. I should tell you why bringing in your parents in my rishus. So why don't we say that the chiddush of the pasuk is that if you gave permission to somebody to put parents in the rishus, and then the animal, your animal ate the fruit, you don't need to pay. Because it's my rishus. Maybe that's what the pasuk is coming to tell me. And you can't say why you got the fruit there. Why you got the fruit there? Because you gave me permission to bring the fruit there. Right? So maybe that's the chiddush. Can't be. Why not?
Sure, I think the animal eats somebody else's produce. But he asked them to bring in his produce for the purpose that his animal needed. You don't have permission to be my produce in, so I can allow your animal to be my produce?
And this question was asked by Reb Nachum, and he said, the Chaneir Tzorach Lema, that Rav Shita the Gemara, that's Pasha to the Gemara, the Vechai Gamma, the Isser Rishus, he has permission to bring in his parents, Ein Zer Rishus Hamazik. It's not considered a Rishus Hamazik. Yeah, he's given permission at the Nizik to put his fruit now. So that's like Rishus HaNizik again. So of course you'd be right? That's Pasha, right? Yeah. Okay, very good, Yossi. If I give you permission to bring your...
Right. Indeed. Why can't we say what's Justin?
Because I told you why.
I'm saying maybe his father entirely even from Russia didn't go over shoes. Maybe that's the issue. Maybe we stay ahead. But in his property, somebody puts it in without permission,
why should it be? Why should it be?
It's the fee for you trying to put your stuff in my property.
That's to make some type of class. Okay, let's not say that. I don't know much about monetization. Why should it be? But what about this? This is the question that could start. What happens if the animal is standing in Rishus HaMazik and it eats from an area outside Rishus HaMazik? It's standing in Rishus HaMazik, it's eating from an area outside Rishus HaMazik. What would be like this? Or let's say by Rego, it's standing in Rishus HaMazik and it kicks into Rishus HaNizik. Maybe the pasuk comes to me, in that case, it's possible. There could be a case when it's in Rishus HaMazik and it can damage from outside Rishus HaMazik. But maybe then there's a positive come to tell me in that case you're Potter. Or be a Steachim. Has to be Steachim. But here, where it's standing in Rishus HaMazik and it's eating from an area outside Rishus HaMazik, maybe I'm Potter because it was in Rishus HaMazik.
Didn't we learn that with the swaros stuff that when the animal's in the rishus of Rabbi and the kli or whatever gets damaged, it's in the rishus of the nizak and the swaros comes from one rishus to the other rishus that you
hide. Very good, excellent. So chloi mader kehai gavna yoda shas lechayiv. We knew a chayiv because just like we had the halacha by tzuris, just like the tzuris, if you're standing in rishus of Rabbi and it kicks them and it brings the kli in rishus of yochid. We had earlier that I go according to where it lands. So to him, when we're defining Rishus HaMazik, Uvim is the acha is defining where it got destroyed. And if it got destroyed, then it's just a mazir. It's possible. Why? We got the peris. If it got destroyed, then it's just anything. I don't care where the animal's standing. It can be standing in Shatarabim. And you can be standing in Shatarabim. You can be standing in Shatarabim. All the cases is going to be chayim for the damage in Shatarabim. Very good. Excellent. So those are the two kashas you could have had on the Gemara. And one of them, yes, posh, it's not a kasha. The other one, sure, answers very well. So we have two tastes, or three tastes in turn, and then a rosh. You've all seen the tastes in? Okay, the first taste is a pelot, no? The first taste is that you're going to do a muscle, halfway down the page. What do we say? We say, by machzeres, they can all hold either like Rav, one of Rav holds, okay, or like Shmuel. So what is the machlokes of Rav Yosi and the Meir? What's the machlokes? Tanakam and Rav Yosi. Whether you're chayim in a shesurabim, Tanakam holds your pot in a shesurabim, and Rav Yosi holds your chayim in a shesurabim, right? If you're chayim in a shesurabim, is it possible to say your pot in a shesurabim? If you're chayim in a shesurabim, is it possible to say that you're potter on Siddur shesurabim? So it's like counterintuitive completely. In a shesurabim, where my animals got full right of walking, I'm chayim for. Of course, I'm going to be chayim in Siddur shesurabim as well. So how can the Gemara say that Rabbi Yosi holds either like Rav or like Shmuel? He said he doesn't hold like Shmuel. Shmuel holds the Siddur shesurabim your potter. Rabbi Yosi holds even in Rishus Rabbi Yochayim. Even in Toich Rechav Yochayim. That's Tesis Kash. Rabbi Yosi, Loi Motzah Sovek is Shmuel. Rabbi Yosi, the Fida Hadman of the Gemara, could not explain like Shmuel. Tal Mechayim Rishus Rabbi, according to the Hadman of the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi is even Mechayim in Rishus Rabbi. So what does it mean? Iki Rabbi Kishmuel. You hear the Kasha? Rabbi Yankiv, you hear the Kasha? If Rabbi Yosi holds Yechayim, even when it walks down in Shesurabim, so certainly if Yechayim, if it turns and eats from some quasar or Shesuyokit, how can you say the either holds Yechayim like Shmuel? He certainly holds all the muscle of Yechayim, muscle like Rav. So, says Tosfos, Elekeloima, rather it means Iker Rav, the Choshev Katsar and Nizig, Iker Shmuel, the Choshev and Shesurabim. It doesn't mean to say halachically whether he passes like Rav or Shmuel and it's got whether he's going to be chayiv or potter, because of course he's going to be chayiv. But there was a fundamental machlokes between Rav and Shmuel how to define the area of Siddur Shesurabim. According to Rav, it's got din of Shesurabim Yochid, and according to Shmuel, it's got din of Shesurabim. Right? That is what they're arguing about. And therefore, Rav said, you're chayiv, because Shmuel is a potter. But that's what they're arguing about. And that Rav Yosi can agree with. You want to define your Rishus Yochid, Mevakashah. You want to define your Rishus Rabbim, Mevakashah. I can only, how do you want to define it? How lucky is it not going to make a Machkamina? Because anyway, you need to pick. But to define the area, Rishus Yochid, Rishus Rabbim, I can only Rav, it's called Dina Rishus Yochid, or Kishmol, it's called Dina Rishus Rabbim. Keloima. Ela Keloima. Iker, you can hold like Rav the Choshev Chatzanizik. It's called Dinam Chatzanizik. You can Shmuel the Choshev Rishus Rabbin. It's called Dinam considered Rishus Rabbin. Avagav the Rav Yosi in Nafkusa. Even though good Rav Yosi is no Nafkamin in Aloche, doesn't matter. But if you're going to Nichetve and going to Rashi, it's better. Now, which Rashi? This Kashi, it's got a Kashi. I can we say Rav Yosi holds like Shmuel, Rav Yosi doesn't hold of Shmuel, Rav Yosi holds that Yechayim, even in Rishus Rabbim, so you'll say Yechayim in Siddur Rishus Rabbim. Rekun to Rashi, and the Mishnah, Rekun to Rashi, then it can't be. Why? Because Rekun to Rashi, why Yechayim from Machzeres? Rashi and the Mishnah, why Yechayim from Machzeres? Because of Kerek. Now we can have a Machlokes. So I behold my Rav, it's called in all. Of care, Rav holds a din of care, right? Either holds a Rav has got a din of care, or like Shmuel doesn't have a din of care. Rav Yosi comes to Nichetve, Iker Rav the Choshev Lei Care. Comes to Rav he's got dinner of Karen. You can show the Hoshley Shem, Kundish Mo doesn't have dinner. Karen got dinner of Shem. What's enough? You mean that? When you pay half, you pay the whole thing. Come to Yossi, you're high for Shem, even in Rishas Zerah. So, of course, you're high also in Sidri Rishas Zerah. But how much do you pay? Well, if stretching your neck is a weird thing, then you only pay Chatzin Ezek. If it's not, then you pay Ezek Shari. So, if you're out, they hold the Godin of Shem, Karen. So be Chatzin Ezek, or you hold Ezek Shmuel, the Godin of Shem, and you'll pay Ezek Shari.
But still,
like
Shmuel, it's Potter.
Shmuel holds its Potter because he holds Shen and Shus Rabim is Potter. But I hold that the what Shmuel meant was because it's Shen and Shen and Shus Rabim is Potter. But if you hold that Shen and Shus Rabim is Chayiv, then you take the din of Shmuel, plug it in, and it comes out a different answer. Put in the variables Shen. What's enough to mean if you hold of Shmuel? Because if you hold of Shmuel, you'll be chayim nezek shonim. If you hold of Rabbi, you'll be chayim chatzin.
But you wouldn't be chayim lo'ach
for Shmuel in anything. Because Shmuel himself, you wouldn't be chayim shenim shetzerab. Because if you see b'dash Shmuel, you'll be chayim, but not chatzin nezek, you'll be chayim nezek shonim.
It's strange about that because Shmuel comes out of Rabbi Yosef. Why would he be that?
There's a point he was telling us, it's called Shem and not Karen.
Right. Well, according to Shmuel, had the animal left the rubber and went to the side and planted himself in the side, he'd be higher.
Yeah. Okay, so what was this discussion? Tayz is kasha, yad kasha. How can you tell me that on the one hand you're chayim for Rishus HaRabim, and on the other hand you're like Shmuel? Shmuel holds your potter on Tzidir Rishus HaRabim. If you're chayim for Tzidir Rishus HaRabim, suddenly you are chayim for Tzidir Rishus HaRabim. So which Tayz answers two truths. Number one is, you're right. The other doesn't hold of Shmuel at all. Just the longness of Shmuel, he can agree to. You can agree that Siddur Rishus HaRabim is a din of Rishus HaRabim. Whatever the din of Rishus HaRabim is, that's the din. Siddur Rishus HaRabim is a din of Rishus HaRabim. And according to Rav, Siddur Rishus HaRabim is a din of Rishus HaRabim. So whatever the halachas of Rishus HaRabim are, so I agree in Lomdus, that's all. I don't agree to the Psak Bechlal, according to Shmuel, Siddur Rishus HaRabim is bottom. I don't agree that because Shen and Rishus HaRabim is chayv, and Siddur Rishus HaRabim is certainly chayv. But the Lomdus is true. Is it Rishus Yochid or is it Rishus Rabbim? That's Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. I can hold like either. That's the first part of it. The second part of Tosfos is no, it's not just a longness. It's a practical halachic nafkamina if I hold like Rabbi Shmuel. If I hold like Rab, then it's called Din of Karen. Because Rab, Rashi, was mother on the Mishnah Makaseris. It's the Kamal Rashi. We got rid of it.
Keep on going back and forth.
Right. So he's the same.
You mean say that couldn't be?
Oh. There's two miles came from Rashi.
That couldn't be.
So he said a whole bunch of kashas on the first article. It's true. It's true. Rashi still said it. Kundu Rashi, there's a minor Manuse here. Kundu Rashi is a Manuse. Kundu Rashi holds that the Chil Magzer is a crime because of Karen. It's a big minor. If you're like Rav, Shmuel, Kundu Rav, it's Karen. From the Shmuel, it's Shem. What would there be in Afkumina? It'd be a practical Afkumina. Because if it's Karen, you only pay Chatzin Ezek. If it's Shem, you pay Ezek Shalim. So that's what we say that if Yossi holds your Chayim for Shem in Rishus HaRabim, and toward the Tzidur Rishus HaRabim, you'd be Chayim, but what would you be Chayim for? If it'd be like Rabbi, you'd be Chayim Chatzin Ezek. If you hold the Shmuel, you'd be Chayim Ezek Shalim.
Yeah. There's still a caveat, though, with Yossi that in the side on the still has to turn his head. It can't just be stopped.
Whatever solutions are on it. Wouldn't it have been at a mice? Here you go. You're like Rav or Shmuel?
Pardon me?
You're going with Rav or going with Shmuel?
By Shmuel and Matt, right?
Wouldn't make it up. If it comes around, there wouldn't be enough minutes. But he has to do something stretching his neck in a weird way in order to be happy. So you're right. So very good. That's the answer of Tosfos. Right, so it means even though Tosfos did argue on Rashi, they agree that it's a Rashi and it's a minor, but Rashi is Pshat. Fine. Next place is Amar Soma. This is now going on the Habamina that we thought that Rabbi Yossi held your pot and Rishusarab. Amar Soma, Pirush. And whose place is picking on? Rabbi Loza, not Rabbi Yossi. The reason is because they've got a cash on the pot. But when we talk about Rabbi Yossi, we mean Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Loza. So, Amar Soma, Pirush, Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza holds over Mistei Acher means what? The Yochai and Shazarabim, Ve'eloi Bistei Amazik, and your bot in Stei Amazik. I'm a Shazarabim, okay? You're going to be a Chai and Shazarabim. This is a Kabbalah of taste, because for this taste, you need to know what we've learned already over the last few weeks. So do you remember there's somebody called Rabbi Tarfon? Rabbi Tarfon holds how much Yochai for Karen and Shazarabim. Tanzinezer, very good. And how much Yechai for Keren Shishan Nizik? Nizishan, how did he get there? Kalu Chayim at the what? If really Shannon Shisarabim is bottom. But yet Keren is Chayim. So suddenly in a case of Shen would be Chayim Nezik Shalim, Keren should be also Chayim Nezik Shalim. Shizos Rebbe Taufen. And the command of Yitre says there are a lot of holes of Riptaufen. There are a lot of holes of Riptaufen. If you hold your tongue and you hold your chayv and shusar, you're in nezek shalim for Karen. How do you get that? Must be through a kal v'chayme. What's a kal v'chayme? Again, same kal v'chayme. If you find that Karen is chayv and shusarabim, but yet Shen is bottle, the son in a case where Shen is going to be chayv, Karen should be chayv as well. So you're saying Shen is bottom, shusarabim. And here the Gemara is saying, the blood holds that Shen is chayv and shusarabim. If Shen is Chayim, you've lost your old Kavachayman. Shen is Chayim in Opa. Shen is Chayim in Shusarami. How much? There's a Shorim. How much is Karen Chayim? Hantinene. No. Shen is Chayim in Nezik Shorim. Make a taste that Karen should go all the way up to Nezik Shorim. Shen is more Chomer than Karen, not less. Right? Shen is always more Chomer. And Karen is always more Kav. So that's the Kasha. We know if the Lord holds a Riptaufen. If you hold a Riptaufen, you must hold that your Chayim and your Shen is bottom and Shusarabim. Fast. How can we say here that if the Lord holds a Shen is Chayim and Shusarabim?
Isn't this
no
talk about
the
Sinner
of Abba? It's quasi. That's not what it's in the Lord holds inner Shusarabim, your Chayim. That's what the Gemara said. Ma'asav Aviv is the Akhbarim Shusarabim. Oma'a, that's the Beisim of the Lord. So about Obir Bistei Acher, you're Chayim in a Shusarabim, or you're not Chayim in a Shusarabim. It means if you walk in a Shusarabim, you eat from a Shusarabim, according to this Habamin of the Gemara, which is fair enough, according to this Habamin of the Gemara, you'll be Chayim in a Shusarabim, Shem. So how do you make a Kabbalah payment to say a Karen is Chayim in a Shusarabim, in a Shusarabim, all Kabbalah payments fall on the way. Fall on the way. The whole Kalachim was based on the fact that Shen is Potter and Shusarabim.
Yeah, but how can you throw away Kalachomer based on
the Habamin
and
the Habamin? Oh, very good. Very good, says Toysus, Yesh Loima, that El Mari, the Fee Maskona the Hoch. The Gemara of Yudches was speaking after the Maskona on this Gemara. This Gemara we threw out that. The Mayland, there's no Habamin, your Chai, and Shusarabim. There's no Habamin. You're always bought in the Shusarabim. Nobody holds the Yochai in the Shusarabim, Bashem in the Shusarabim. So many have a good Kavachim. So that Gemara, it says the Brot holds of the Kavachim, is after we've already decided and thrown out the Havamin and that Shen in the Shusarabim is Chayim. We've thrown that out. Shen in the Shusarabim is part. So many got good Kavachim. One more thesis. The Ilfer Avishai. What does Gemara mean? The machlokes with Meir and Rav Yossi is: are you chayv for ilfa, or are you chayv? Do you hold of ilfa, or do you hold of mishai? Rav Meir says your potter doesn't hold of ilfa, and Rav Yossi holds your chayv does hold of ilfa. And what did Rav Mishai that Rav Meir holds your potter doesn't hold that if you jump up you're going to be chayv, and Rav Yossi holds you too. Says Tosfos, lav minei nechot. Ilfa and Rav Mishai are not the same subject at all. The Mishai in my fences. The Mishai is telling you Chiddush in jumping, double care, telling you Aloch in care. Ilfa, Ari, Al Gamachavelto, the Chos of Shen, Ilfa is talking about Halachos of Shen, not about. Okay, so there's really two sugars, two different people. There's Ilfa over there and Abishai over there. They both happen to hold that Yochayim in Shusarab, the case of the Yochayim in Shusarab, either if you stretch your neck out of an animal or if you jump, two separate halachas. And on those, both of those, the mayor would disagree with, and Abishai and Rabbi Yossi would.
He still holds that their pater and Rosh Hashanah just happens to be that in this situation that it's actually Rosh Hashanah.
Right. Uh-huh.
So you can't really.
Right. Everyone holds your pater and Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
The shayla is if you stretch your neck out over the back of an animal, are you going to?
Well, now that back of that animal is considered Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
They could agree with each other. Two different halachas. One spoke about this, one spoke about that. Okay, so all this was the Gemara and Baruch Hashem. So we finished the sugya. We have to see the Rosh now. But let's just do a quick sikkum baal peh of the whole sugya from the beginning to the end. We have to sum up the sugya because it's important for the Rosh. The Gemara started off with the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. What's it in by Matzeres? No, Ruben Habetz Harbold Rabold. Okay, what's Shmuel hold of it? Potter, very good. So that's what the Gemara started off with. In which case would Shmuel say that Sidra Chavi are going to be Chayim? Anyone can help out with this one? The Mishnah said Sidra Chavi are Chayim.
The animal.
Very good, Rabbi Yankee. You're right, 100%. The animal walked off and went to the side. Then even Shmuel's masking Sidra Chavi are Chayim. But that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah said Sidra Chavi are Chayim. So, the machzer is in the machlik. That's what the first malach of the sugya was. Then the machlik Gemara says, no, the chaniot, then they all hold that you're chayim from machzer. What's the machlik between Rav and Shmuel? Makseh mokrim, that he left, he pulled back his property and left the other area somewhat hefker, quasi hefker. Then, according to Rav, if you're makseh mokrim and the animal eats from it, it's potter. And it goes to Shmuel Yechai, which swaps down from Ram being Chai to Ram being Pot. The animal eats a very Yepot, and it goes to Shmuel Yechai. What was the reason? Let's remind us of why did Rav say that you're Potter? Because it's Boy, that's how Rashi learns Boy. It's Boy, Rashi learns it's called Boy. That you left a hazard there. Kolokritim Zohar. They're going to taste this, why you're Potter? Places are not on the base, they're not on. Why are you potter? If you left it, if it's a Babish Diokid, you'd be chayim normally. So why are you potter if the animal ate from the places? Yeah, we're going to Rav. Come to Rav, why are you potter? Consider Shusharav, it's too close to Shusharav, it's considered Shusharav. That's the Malak and Rav. So Rav said, you're potter, the animal eats the potter either because it removed the hazard. Or because the mitzvah is considered Rosh Hashanah, putting something so close to Rosh Hashanah is considered Rosh Hashanah. And Shmuel holds your potter. Why does Shmuel hold your chayim? Sorry, why Shmuel hold the animal eats his chayim? Either because he holds Rosh Hashanah, you're eating from Rosh Hashanah, there's no din of a boy, Rosh Hashanah. There's no din of boy, you have no right to take, it's not called a hazard, that's Rashi. Or today's this because person does have a right to leave his food there. It's called Rosh Hashanah, and he adds from there. So, Machzeres Pikaron, everyone holds your Chayiv, so Shmuel holds your Potter, because here you add Mamish from Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Gemara then suggests. And then the Gemara would say to Machlik, what's the Lachman Machzeres? Like a third stage. First stage, it says the Machlik is Rabban Shmuel, the Lachman Machzeres. Second stage, everyone holds Machzeres, you're going to be Chayiv, and they were arguing about something else completely, Matzimokoim. And the third stage is it Machlekes Tanoim? What's Halacha of Machzeres? To which the Gemara thought there was, and Gemara said, no. Could be everyone hold Machzeres Yechayim, or everyone hold Machzeres Yechayim. And the Machlekes between the Tanoim and Be'er Be'eksi is something else completely, built for Yishaya. That's the sequel of the Sugya. Three stages of the Sugya. Good? No? Three stages. First stage, Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is good for Machlekes in Machzeres. Second stage, there's no Machlekes in Machzeres. Machlekes is something else. Machzeres, everyone holds your Chayiv. Third stage is we thought is machlik tanoim, whether machzer is a chayv or potter, and which Gemara says no. All the tanoim can hold either machzer is chayv or machzer is potter. Let's see now the Rosh Simen Zayin. Peg Beis, Rosh, Peg Beis, Simen Zayin. I should put maybe I'll put it on the screen. Okay, here we go. Yeah, everyone has Simon Zayn. Anyone doesn't?
Ross Simon Zayn.
Yeah?
First word.
Simon Zayn, on my own. Yeah? Okay, on my own. Ubemachzeres. Chayim by machzeres. The Shmuel Amar Av bemachzeres na mipotol. Im bemachzeres mipotol. Im diyachol lechol ani deichizo. Since the animal could eat by turning its head, erim no yeshus hishtoyach shom peiris. He doesn't have a right to put his fruit there. The choshev kirshus rabim is considered a rishus rabim. So Tosfos, the Rosh is going like Tosfos Maalech in the sugya. And the reason why Machzer is your potter is because it's considered Rishus Arabia. The reason why Machzer is your chayv is because the din of Rishus HaNizik. Not like Rashi, it's the law of care. Nothing about care. It's simply, is it Shen and Rishus Arabia or Shen and Rishus Arabia? Because he says that the reason why Shmuel holds your potter is because of the din of Rishus Arabia. That means Arab holds your chayv, but it doesn't have a din.
It's in Rashi.
Yeah. I mean, Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi on the Mishnah says the reason why you fight for Machzeres is because of Keren. And if you hold that you're not fighting for Machzeres, because you hold it's not Keren. Not because you don't focus on Rishus HaRabim. The point is it Keren or not? It's really takes us to Rare Rashi, have questions on Rashi.
How does it
work
that?
Rashi has
to. Because since the Rosh, let's go over again. Amar Rav b'machzeres, then you are chayv. Shmuel Amar Rav b'machzeres not be potter. Now, tell me why you should be potter. Let's think a second. Why do Rav say b'machzeres are chayv? If it's because of Karen, then Shmuel should say that it's not Karen. Don't tell me it's considered Rishus HaRabim, because even Rav knew it was Rishus HaRabim. So Rav held you, your chayv is of Karen. Right, so if Shmuel's arguing on Rav, it has to be arguing on the point that Rav was saying. Rav says one thing, and Shmuel's got an argument. So if Rav's saying the chayv because of Karen, then Shmuel should answer back and say, no, it's not Karen. But if Rav was saying it's got a din of Rishus HaYochid, then Shmuel would argue back and say, no, it's got a din of Rishus HaRav. Let's see how the Rosh said that Shmuel argued back. It's reverse reasoning, I'm asking to you, and that's the way. Very often, Rishonim, that's how you learn. You look how they argue, and then you know what the point of the dispute was. So what Shmuel said? Shmuel Amar Av b'machzeres nami potter. The kiva, Shmuel's not arguing with Rav. Since yechol lechol ani deichil, since an animal is able to eat it by turning its head, ein lo rishus lishter shom peris, he doesn't have permission. He doesn't have permission to put his peris there. The choshev rishus harabim, and it's considered rishus harabim. It means Rav held and doesn't have the din of rishus harabim. It's considered rishus yochid. Heinrich said in rishus yochid, the chayim nezik shalim, and Shmuel holds now it's considered rishus harabim. That's your problem. Help such a small bedini, we pass him a shmuel. Aflagar, the Iker the Oma, even though in the Gemara there was a tzad. Shlambet, remember Shlambet of the Gemara. The Oma of the Machzer is Kule Alma, the Iker the Chayebes. There was a Shlambet in the Gemara who holds that by Machzeres, everyone holds your Chayeb. So how can you tell me you hold like Shmuel that your bottle? There was a tzad in the Gemara that even Shmuel holds your Chayeb. I love him, Kanishma Kam. We pass on the first lotion. With the Ka'oma stomach, the Gemara Basaki, since the Gemara in stage three said, Loi, the Kula Abba Machzeres, the Gemara said, Loi, the Machlik is Tanoi, every my hold, the Machzeres, Ikirab, Ikishmoel. You see, the Gemara said in the Shlab Gimel, in the third stage of the Gemara, the Gemara was saying, Machlik is Tanoi, we wanted to Machlik is Tanoi by Machzeres. So when the Gemara said, no, maybe they all either hold like Rav or they hold like Shmuel. Meaning there's a Shitzes Shmuel. What Shmuel hold by Machzeres is your potter. That's only come to the first lashon. Only come to the first stage. There's three stages in the Gemara. Right? Number one, Rav and Shmuel are arguing about Machzeres. Number two, they all agree Machzeres is Chayev. And number three, the Gemara is saying that it could be the Tanaim hold either like Rav or Chayev. Or like Shmuel, that you're part of. That only makes sense according to the first stage of the Gemara. According to the second stage of the Gemara, Shmuel himself holds the Yochayim by Machzeres. So since stage three of the Gemara is clearly going like stage one, that shows our lot is like the first stage. Right? Isn't need to break down the sugya three stages, and then this what makes sense.
Isn't the third stage dealing with location as opposed to what the animal is doing?
The Gemara in the third stage wanted to say it's Machlik is Tanoi by Machzeres, to which the Gemara said no. Each one of them can either hold like Rav or hold like Shmuel, which was Shmuel. Shmuel holds your potter. That's like the first Nishma. On the second option, it's not like that. So Meila says the Rosh Halach the Ma'aser we pass on our Mishnah count, and now the Rosh threw something else. The Kim and the Mishnah count Iker, since the Mishnah count is the main one. Nearly says the Rosh the Maxim Mokrim Mirshuso in the Shusarabim. If somebody is Maxim Mokrim. From his Rishus to Rishus Rav in your potter. The animal eats his potter. The Lishne Kama Lesle, the Achlukte, the Maxim Okrim. The Lishne Kama doesn't hold of this Machlokes of Maxim Okrim. Shem Maxim Okrim, Yosef Roy, Lifchemi Maxeris. Maxim Okrim is more of a reason to be potter than Maxeris. Is that right? If you hold Machzeres, your potter, won't be by Maxim Okrim. If Machzeres is potter, it's on the side of Rishus HaRabim, even though it's really part of Rishus HaRabim, it's Siddur Rishus HaRabim, your potter. Surely, if it's the gallery in somebody else's Rishus, then what? Is it? Not so possible. And says the Rosh, he's going to prove it. You want to prove it. If you see that Tzidir Yishus HaRabim, your Shmuel holds your potter, and certainly Maxim Okrim is going to be potter. How do you know that?
It's the opposite.
Should be the opposite, maybe, right?
But still, this problem, just saying, consider it like, just visit, but Tzidir Makrim, that's his property.
Right?
He still holds touch.
Says, but you remember, there's one thing, Chiluk, that Tzidur Rishus HaRabim is slightly higher, and Maxim Okrim is much level with Rishus HaRabim. This is both that. So Tzidur Rishus HaRabim, your potter, even though it is higher up and something you could have looked after, so certainly if it's level with Rishus HaRabim, mom is just adjacent to Rishus HaRabim level, so maybe that certainly should be potter. Right? I mean, Siddur Shazarabim is on a ledge somewhere higher up, something which Be'etzim is a separate place. You could have thought to look after the animals in that. And nevertheless, we are for all the possible. So certainly, if it's Matzim Okoim, if it's managed to level with the Shazarabim, there certainly should be possible. How does he know to make this? Says the Rosh, Dorav Mechayim Machzeres. Rav holds your chayim for maxeres for points of a maxim okayim lilish lebasim, and Rav holds that you're potter by maxim okayim. For Shmuel Amar, the maxim okayim chayim kemoim maxeres, and Shmuel said the maxim okayim is like maxeres. According to lish lebasim, Shmuel holds maxim okayim is like maxeres. And Rav holds, no, Maxim Okim is more of a reason to be potter. So if you hold that Machzeres, you be made potter, then Kolshekein, Maxim Okim should be potter. Yeah, Machzeres, what's the Kuntelish Tabasa? What's Rav hold by Machzeres? Okay. And what's the other Maxim Okim? Potter. So what's more of a reason to be potter? Second shot. Come to the second shlav of the Gemara. What does Rav hold by Machzeres? In the second shlav, in the second stage of the Gemara, what does Rav hold by Machzeres?
Everybody holds
Shabbat. What's Rav hold by Maxim Okim? In that second shlav, what's Rav hold by Maxim Okim? So what's more of a reason to be potter? You can see from the second stage, what's more svaras to be potter? You see, Rav held one's chayim and the other one's potter. Shmuel actually held them the same. Rav held that Maxim Okim, although Machzeres are going to be chayim, but Maxim Okim are going to be potter. Right? So if we now move on to the first one, that Shmuel holds that Maxim Okim, you're going to be potter, culture Maxim, that Machzeres is going to be potter, come to the first option, Shmuel holds Machzeres is going to be potter. Kolshekein, Maxim Okim should be potter. If you see in Rav, quote Machzeres, you're chayim, but yet when he gets to Maxim Okim, you hold your potter. So Kolshekein, if you hold Machzeres, you're potter, then Maxim Okim should be potter. Good arm, very good arm. We'll come to you in a second. But that's what the Rosh is saying. Let's see inside. Vekiven the lishna kama ikka, since the first lashon is the ikka one, near him, the maxim okoyim mirshusoy mirshusarabim potu. Why? The lishna kama lesle lahach plukta the maxim okoyim. According to the first lashon, there's no machlokes by maxim okoyim. How do I know that? Shai maxim okoyim yoyser ro'oi liftoy imachzeres. Maxim Okim has got more of a reason to be potter than Machzeres. The Rav Mechayim Machzeres. Rav holds your chayim for Machzeres, but yet he patted you Maxim Okim, the Lishna Basa. For Shmuel Omar, the Maxim Okim Chayim, come on, Machzeres. Shmuel, the Maxim Okim is going to be as bad as Machzeres, not more. Have a Lishna Kamim. The Shmuel, potter for Machzeres. Come to Lishna Kamim, the Shmuel, you're potter for Machzeres. Also came by Maxim Mokoyim, certainly by Maxim Mokoyim. Reisim and Agdolim, Sheposku, Halokha Kishmu by Maxim Mokoyim. I saw Peskim hold that you're chayim by Maxim Mokoyim. Even though you hold that Machzer is your potter, by your chayim by Maxim Mokoyim. Maxim Mokoyim. By near the Enai Kosat. I've written what I think is Emes. Okay, Master and take Harif. Should I have him from a place of fruit to the Maxim Okim? The Rif doesn't bring down all of a Maxim Okim. Why not? Because it's a Kolshekein. If you're potter for Machzeres, you're certainly potter for Maxim Okim. What's the Rosh told us? And Yossi's got an R on it. It's a very valid R. We have to work out if it's true. What's the Rosh told us? After you've taken the Sugya, you have to now put it all together. You had one, two, three. Three stages in the Gemara. The first stage of the Gemara never mentioned the word about Maxim Okim. The second stage of the Gemara did. What does the first stage of the Gemara hold regarding Maxim Okim? There's no mention of it. What would he hold regarding? First stage said machlokes is when you hold machzeres, it's kind of a potter. We hold like the first stage. How do you know when we pass behind the first stage? Because the third stage is megalata. So the first stage is round. So halacha lemaisa is like the first stage. But what does the first stage hold regarding machzemokri? No gilui. Doesn't say a word. So for that,
he's not asking. That means he doesn't do it.
The Rif doesn't mention Maximoch.
Right, but the fact that he's not mentioning it means that you cannot wear it out or
not. No, you can't. It means it's part. He didn't have to tell you that you're chayim. Because otherwise, you have to tell you. Come to Shmuel, Maximoch, you're chayim. The Rif should have told us. We passed night Shmuel always. He should have told it to us. He didn't tell it to us. Elamai, it's a natural progression you should know from Maximoch. So, one second. Before you ask your question on the Rif, let's just work it through. So, what's the Rosh say? I've got here. Stage one, stage two. Stage one didn't tell us anything about Maximoki. But let's learn from stage two, which one's more common, Maxeres or Maximoki? Which one's more common? Maybe they're the same. Maxeres, which one's more common? So I see in Rav on Maxeres is Chayiv. And yet Maximoki, your potter. So I see Maxeres is more of a reason to be Chayiv than Maximoki. So if I would tell you that Maxeres is potter, it goes without saying that Maximokim is going to be potter. You've got opinions on Maxeres Yechayim, and yet you're going to be potter by Maximokim. So certainly, if Maxeres is potter, Maximokim is going to be potter. Even Shmuel, who held the Maximokim is Chayim, that was going in the Nishna second Lashon, who held the Maxeres is Chayim. So all he holds is that Maximokim is the same as Maxeres. If I tell you that Maxeres is potter, then Kosh again, Maximokim is going to be potter. No one's going to tell me Maximokim is more chomor than Maximokim. That's the Mahalak of the Rosh.
Isn't the whole discussion of Maximokim, there's a presumption that Maximokim is high, and that's how he entered into it.
Right.
So it's not really fair. I mean,
so you're saying, therefore, if we take on Maximokim, it's potter, Maximokim is going to be potter. That's what the Rosh is saying. If you take on Maxeres, it's potter, there's nothing to talk about Maximoch. Now, Yossi said under his breath, it was rather loud under his breath, he said, although they're not connected at all. Now, if it's true they're not connected at all, then it doesn't make any sense what the Rosh is saying. If they're not connected, two separate things, Makesha. If the two separate things that happens to be, boy, we should say, Yochid, when you're Chayv or potter, when it's Kalakredim Zokhov, there's no kesher but lal, and therefore you wouldn't be able to say, well, if you see the Rav, all the Maxeres are going to be chayim. And yet, Maximokim is going to be potter. Vada also in Ishtakam, who said, Makesh and Ma. Shmuel tells me, he comes to the Ishtabas, Shmuel tells me that putting it there is not a hazard. And therefore, there's no kalakadim zokras. Why? If you hold the Maxeres, you're potter. Certainly, Maximokim is going to be potter. Makesh. That was Yossi's grounds. And it's true, but it's not. Because there's two mahalchim in learning what's the machlokes in Maximokim. We have the mahalach of Rashi and the mahalach of Tosis. Rashi learned the machlokes of Maximokim was the machlokes in Boi, nothing to do with Shem. It's a sugya in Shoshanaga. Machlokes in Boi, is it a hazard or not? Rav says it is, and Shmuel holds it's not. But Avad is Rishus HaYochid. It's Rishus HaYochid proper. And so machlokes, is it a hazard or not? Come to Rav, it's a hazard. Come to Shmuel, it's not. So obviously, you come to Shmuel, you're going to be chayv if you eat it, because it's not a hazard, there's no kalakim zoch. According to Rashi, even if you hold machzeres is potter, if you take from somebody else's wishes, and it's not a hazard, it should be chayv. If you learn like that, it should be chayv. That's what the Rashi is saying. I saw Gdolim who say, Bemet, the Maximokim Yochayim and Maxeres Yochoto because they're not connected at all. Maxeres Yochoto because it's Rishos HaRabim. But Maximokim is Rishos HaYochid. Maximokim is Rishos HaYochid. From a male, you're going to be, if the animal eats it, you're going to be Yochayim. The only reason to be Potter in Rishos HaYochid, why should it be Potter? Because it's a bird. Kolakuridim Zoch. Not Kolakuridim Zoch here. You've got a right to put your boy there. There's no kolakim zocha. You've taken from my rishos without any permission. Of course, you have to pay. I tzid rishos harabim machzeres hold your potter. That's rishos harabim. They hear you from my rishos, and my rishos you had no right to eat from my rishos. So maybe you're going to be tired. And it's shy to hold on both. But the Rosh doesn't know that. The Rosh is like Texas. That the reason why you're carried by Matzeres, the reason why Rav holds that you are potter by Matzeres, why is Rav hold you potter by Matzeres Mokoy? Because it's considered Rosh Hashanah. Considered Rosh Hashanah. Shmuel holds, is not considered Rosh Hashanah. Right? That means what Rav says, since you put it so close to Rosh Hashanah, it's considered Rosh Hashanah. What Shmuel holds? No. You got right to put it there. So now the Rosh is saying like this. The Rosh holds its level with the Shusarab. Rosh holds its level with the Shusarab. The Rosh understands that it's still not Mukhan. It's still Shayab to argue. The Rosh holds the whole Sugar as a Sugar of Shem. I think we're the book. Sugar of Shem. If you see Siddur Shusarab, we pass him. Siddur Shusarab has got Dinam Shusarab. Even though it's slightly higher, it's got Dinam Shusarab. Certainly, if it's a level with Rosh Hashanah, it should have a din of Rosh Hashanah. If you see, if it's slightly higher, it's got a din of Rosh Hashanah. Certainly, if it's a level with Rosh Hashanah, it should have a din of Rosh Hashanah. How do I know that? Because I know Rav holds that Machzer is Chai. Why? Because it's high up. And what does Rav say by Matzah Mokim? That you're potter. Why? Because it's a level with it. Therefore, it's got the same din as Rosh Hashanah. That's where Rav holds. If it's higher up, it's got din of Rosh Hashanah Yochid, because it's higher up. But when it gets to level with Rosh Hashanah, might say, okay, Mami, it's level with Rosh Hashanah. What's the din? Shenin Rosh Hashanah. It's called Shen. Say, so Shmuel holds, even when it's higher up, it's got din, that your pot has got din of Rosh Hashanah. Certainly, he would agree that if it's level with Rosh Hashanah, it should be pot. I mean, the Rosh is going with Kivun of Tosis. Kivun of Tosis, that the reason why Rav and Shmuel said you're potter by Maxim Okim, Chayav by Maxim Okim, is in Hilchus Shen, not Hilchus Bor. Not Kolokidim Zok. In Hilchus Shen, Rav holds that Maxim Okim is called Shen in Rosh Hashanah. I mean, Shmuel's Chayav. But Shmuel is the same as Machzeris. But if you would hold Machzeris is potter, even when it's high up your potter, certainly if it's level with Rosh Hashanah, it should be potter. That's how the Rosh is going. So coming out, this machlik with the Rosh in Tosfos has another nafkamina halacha of Mace in there. According to Tosfos, according to Rashi, the reason why Rav said your potter by Maktzeh Mokrim was Hilchus Bor. Nothing to do with Hilchus Shem. Hilchus Bor. So maybe, even if you hold that Siddur Shusarabim, your potter, because it's considered Shusarabim, but maybe Maxim Okim is considered a boy, maybe the Bala boy would still be potter. Maybe the Bala boy would still be potter. So maybe they're not Keshulbaka. But if you learn like Tosfos, if you learn the Kibbutz, not like Rashi, then the reason the Machlik Shusarabim is Shmuel by Maxim Okim is because it's level with Shusarabim, so just poshut chelik of Shusarabim, then you have a koshkin. If already, says the Rosh, if already you're going to be potter when it's higher up, and there's more of a reason to define it as Rishatayochid, certainly when it's level with Shusarabim, certainly there's more of a reason to define it like Rishatayochid, and you'll be potter. If even when it's more of a reason to define it as Rishatayochid, you're going to say it's called Dinam Rishatayochid, certainly when it's level with the Shusarabim, we should have a dinner with Shusarabim. Let's see the Rosh inside, and there it says, Siyum of the Sugya. Oma Rav. Let's go from Bekim Delishne Kameik. It's like four lines in Siyum Zayin. Bekim Delishne Kameik, and since the first Rosh is the main one, it's the primary Shittim. What's the Kuleam?
I agree with this methodology of saying that since the third stage, he's pointing out that the first stage was the correct one. Everyone, there's no one that holds differently.
I haven't done it on the page, so really shit.
What do you want to see? Tosfos
holds that way. Tosfos holds that way, right?
Because he explains the equal out of the Shmuel in the first mile.
Yeah, sure. Does that mean the Aloch is like the first mile? Everyone agrees that this is going right. Like the first mile. Does that mean the Aloch is like that? Hey there. Now, why is it bothering you?
I thought that the Gemara might have been, you listen to the first stage, the Gemara was either suggesting something else or discussing the two options. So is that really true? But not that it's true.
So you've got the Rosh now teaching you how to learn your one. Right? So the Rosh Ferramina, you see not? That's the class is a big Gemara skills. This is the Russian giving it to Kim the list of Kami, Ike, Nere, Li, the Matza, Moko, Imir, Shazoi, and Shazarabin Proto. We have four lines down in Simon Zayn. About. You see,
which one is Kiva?
It could be your different lines. The Kiva and the Lisha, you see, there's a dot in mine.
And that's not the Kiva.
The next line after that. Okay, we'll start from there just because we got that. Hock, Lisha, Kame. That Hock is like the first Lashem, and the Gomez Tom and the Gemara and Boss Hock. He sends the Gemara says after that. Glory, the Kulam and Zeus, Ikra, Abi Kishma. Okay, so now that's where I'm from. The key with the Lishna Kamaika, since the first lotion in the primary Shitta, nearly the Magzim Mokri, Rishus and Rishus Rabim, it would appear to me that if you are Magzim Mokri, from your Rishus and you deleted the two Rishus Rabim, your portal. Why? The Lishna Kamaika, let's say that, look there, the Magzim Mokri. The first lotion I hold doesn't have at all that discussion about Magzim Mokri. There's more of a reason to be bothered by Max Mokin more than Max Zeris.
Even though it's level, it's still his
Mokin. And instead, you're bothered by Max Mokin. Why it must be? Because Rav holds, even though it's his own private property, but since it's mamish level with Rishon Sarabim, it's considered Rishon Sarabim. The Rav Chaim says, "Pit Mike Zemokim Mishlevas." Ushmuel Oma the Mike Zemokim Mishayim. Come on, Maxim. Shmuel is Mike Zemokim Mishayim, just like Max Zeris Yochayim. Am Ola Lishne Kamer. The Shmuel Potom and Max Zeris. Become the Lishne Kamer and Shmuel. Exempted him with Mazares, also came with Maxim Mokri. Certainly with Maxim Mokri. That's the Russians, also came. Easy when I do him, Shapotka, I love the Kishmo, the Maxim Mokri. I saw some Yerelim who held, even though they hold like Shmo, that Mazares is Potter, but they hold your Chayim by Maxim Mokri. My name, the Ain like a Zamti. What I think is right, I've written. Machim, Mashmir, take our reef. It's also apparent from the Rif. Shalohevi Bel Choysom looked at the Maxim Okim. He never brought to the Rif anything about Maxim Okim. Why not? Tell us the Achaim of Maxim Okim. And Amai, Maxim Okim is the same status as Maxeres, and just like Maxeres is bottom, so too Maxim Okim is bottom. We've explained one Mahalak why the Gedolim would argue with the Rosh, as Api Rashi. There is another Mahalak that's like what Dovid was just mentioning. You can work on it yourselves a bit, but it is another matter that since it's his mamish in Rishus, Maxim Mokri, although he was a mafkrit, maybe it's got in more Rishus than Isaac, of Ishmael if I tell that. But the halach I went now is with Rashi's Mahara. The Meiri Bemet Paskin like this, not like the Rosh. That the government Mazer is your potter, and the government Maxim Mokri. That's how the Meiri Paskin. Okay, we are now, Baruch Hashem, able to start a new sugya. Number one, because we have to do some time and I want to start a new sugya as well. So we're starting a new sugya, which is now moving on to Eish. Hashem. A little bit of, we're coming on to Eish. We have a little stage in between of something called Tchilos Sefer Pshia, the Sefer Bo'inus. Once had it, I think it as well. But the sugya of Tchilos Sefer Pshia, the Sefer Bo'inus. And so what do we have to do like this? Start from the Mishnah, Akele Vagdim. We have to do, we're going to do it a little bit, take it as it comes. Till Omar Rav Zvid. It's about seven lines down in the Gemara. Omar Rav Zvid. Okay. You see that? The first word on the line is Pshia Leke. We have Tosfos on Noflu Peturim. All right, that's what we definitely have to do by Thursday. All right, you have the Mishnah, the Gemara, till Omar Rav Zvid, and the Tosfos are not Pluktori. Those of you that have done that can move on, going further till the Tanur Rabbanan, which is four lines up from the end of the Omer. All right, that's what we have to do. So, should have a very good day, everyone. Be well. Oh, good.